Okay, let's finish off the Gemara. We're towards the top of the Amud. And we're trying to work out what does it mean in the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about a Shevet that needs to be judged. So they get judged with 71 Dayonim. The question was, what does it mean, a Shevet being judged? So the Gemara initially said, L'chaira, it cannot mean that the entire Shevet are being judged, because, by the way, you'll excuse me, my voice is a little bit sore, but I hope it's coming through clearly. It can't mean that the entire Shevet is judged, because, as we know, the Ir HaNidachas is only up to 100 people, or is only up to Roiv of a Shevet, but definitely not the whole of a Shevet. So the Gemara suggested maybe it means something else completely. Either it's referring to the Nosi of the Shevet, and that's what it means, you're judging the Shevet. Or perhaps it means you're discussing issues of Nachalot, which also pertains to the Shevet, albeit you're not judging the Shevet. And finally, and this is where we left off, the Gemara came back really to where we began. That actually it does mean that you're judging the Shevet. So what was the big question? If you're judging the Shevet, surely we've learned from Ir HaNidachas that Ir HaNidachas is only to a limited amount of people. It's up to 100 or up to Roiv of a Shevet. Remember we said there's a difference between the way a Yochid is judged as opposed to the way a Rabbim is judged. But a Shevet is neither a Yochid or a Rabbim. They've broken the barrier of Rabbim and they're considered a Tzibur. So have a look at the Gemara. So we're going to come back to this teretz. It's about 10 lines from the top of the Gemara. First word on the line is Ravina Omar. Says the Gemara, Ravina Omar. La'olam b'shevet shehudach. Really, we're going back to where we began. And it really is talking about a Shevet Shehudach, which means a Shevet that has served Avodah Zorah and they are being judged en masse. Now, why did we initially reject that? That which you had a difficulty with this suggestion. Bedina de Rabbim Daininon Lei, that surely they can't be judged as a Rabbim because they've broken the numbers of Rabbim. So the Gemara suggests that we can perhaps call a compromise. In. Yes, it's still true. Afal gav de kotlinon beyochid, but beidina de rabim deninole. There are always two factors that we are talking about. We're always talking about what particular death sentence, number one. Number two, what size of Beis Din? So therefore, says Ravina, with regard to the size of the Beis Din, that we go with the Rabbim. That's not a question of 10 people or 100 people, or Roiv of a Shevet. The largest sized Beis Din that we can have is the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which is 71 Dayonim. It doesn't get bigger than that. So therefore, it's true. But when it comes to the particular death sentence, do we judge these people as a collection of individuals? Or do we judge them as a rabbim with regard to the death penalty? Yes, that depends on numbers, but not the amount of the Beis Din. Our subject is not which death penalty to give, but rather what number Beis Din. Should there be 23? Should there be 71? So we know that a yochid, an individual who stands trial to get a death penalty, has 23 dayonim on the Beis Din. And if it's a rabbim, like an Ir HaNidachas, 71. It's true when an entire Shevet are standing trial, that is no longer considered a rabbim, it's considered a tzibur, but with regard to the number of dayonim on the Beis Din, it makes no difference. We still consider them a rabbim, and there's 71 on the Beis Din. Yes, right.
Is there a havamina to say, I'm echad, b'lev echad, One shevet is a yachid. It's one shevet. Is there any havamina to say that?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I've just now heard it. Okay, have a look at Rashi. Have a look at Rashi. Rashi is towards the top of the Omid, the last words on the third wide line, right at the top of the Omid. Afal gav de kotlinon biyochid. The din of shel shevet is beskila. Remember, we said that the din of a shevet is skila, not the halacha of the rabbim. The rabbim do not get skila, so I'm not considering them as a rabbim with regard to the punishment. But afilu hochi, the din of the rabbim, daininon le. But I am still judging this shevet as if they were a rabbim. In which respect? The boi ayin aleph, in that we require 71 veloi bedina de yochid, not as the way you would judge an individual, which is b'chof gimel, which is 23. And if you go back into the Gemara now explains the source for this. Look back into the Gemara says, mi loi omar reb choma b'reb yesi omar reb oishia. Did Rev Oishia not say the following? It says, "Vohitzeisa es ha'ish hahu, oy es ha'isha hahi." It says, "You will take out this man or this woman," and the pasuk actually carries on and says, "You will take them to l'sha'orecha, to your gates." Now, if you remember, we discussed last week, what does it mean, your gates? Every town had its local bezdin, as we know from Shoftim v'Shoytrim titein l'chol b'chol sha'arecha. So the Torah says, take out this man or this woman to the sha'arecha. How many people, how many dayanim were in each local bezdin? And the answer is 23. There was only 71 in the Beis Hamikdash, that special one-off Bezdin. But the local Bezdin, B'Sha'orecha, only had 23. So if it says in the Torah, you would take this man or this woman, L'Sha'orecha, what does that suggest? Look in the Gemara. Ish ve'isha, if it is a man or a woman, meaning a yochid, then atomitzi L'Sha'orecha. That's when you take them to this smaller bezin, the small Sanhedrin of 23. But ve'i ato moitzi, but you would not take kol ha'ir kula l'sha'arecha. So for example, when you have an ir harinidachas, an ir harinidachas have to be judged by who? Not by a sha'arecha sized bezdin, which is just 23, but rather the Bezdin HaGadol, Sanhedrin HaGadol 71. So too, Hachanami, we can make the same drasha, not just with regard to an ear, but also with regard to the shevet. Hachanami, therefore, with regard to our concept, context, Ish ve'isha atomoitzi l'sha'arecha. Yes, you would take a man or a woman as an individual to the sha'arecha Sanhedrin, but you would not take an entire shevet to sha'arecha. And therefore it turns out in the final analysis that when we come back to our original Mishnah, which says that you judge a shevet with a Sanhedrin of 71, the answer is yes, that's absolutely true. They cannot be taken to the local sha'arecha Sanhedrin, rather to the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash. Just give me one moment, because looking in at Tosis over here. Right. Have a look at the second Tosfos at the top of the Amud. In our Gemara, we have clearly made a distinction between an Ish, which is a Yochid, an Ir, which is a town, and a Shevet, which is an entire tribe. If we've made that into three categories, then clearly an Ish has a different status to an Ir, and definitely a different status to a Shevet or a Tzibur. And that sounds very logical. An Ish is a Yochid, whereas an Ir is a town, so it's certainly not a Yochid. Tosfos is very bothered. Why is Tosfos bothered? Because we're now going to introduce, and this is actually a Gemara and a concept that we've learned ourselves. And this is Mamish in Yonah Diyoma, and therefore I think it's critical that we learn this Tosfos. We just read on Shabbos yesterday morning the parasha of Pesach Sheni. Now, Pesach Sheni, as we know, refers to who? Somebody wanted to bring the Korban Pesach, was unable to do so because he was either Tomei or he was on a distant place, B'derech Rechleka. We do, however, know that if the entire Klal Yisrael are Tomei, and when we talk about the entire Klal Yisrael, obviously that means either all of them or a majority of them, then we do not push off the Tzibur to Pesach Sheni. Rather, the Tzibur will bring Pesach Rishoin, even in a state of Tuma. What do we call that? Tuma, Hutra, Betzibur. The halachas of Tuma are waived when it is a communal situation. Now, what's this got to do with our sugya? Because that's another example of when we are distinguishing between a yochid and a tzibur. A yochid, if a particular individual, or for that matter, if 49% of Klal Yisrael are Tomei, then that 49% are pushed off to Pesach Sheni, and the remaining 51% who are Tohei will bring Pesach Rishon. But if 51% are Tomei, well, then you just bring Pesach Rishon, Tum Hutra B'Tzibur. So we see that there's a clear difference between a Tzibur and a Yochid. So here comes the big question. What would be if you have an entire town who are Tomei? Now, in our Gemara, we have distinguished between a Yochid and a Tzibur because we've put in this middle category called an Ir. An Ir, a city, is neither a Yochid nor is it a Tzibur. What is it then? We consider it a Rabbim, but it's not a Tzibur. It's not a Tzibur. So, if it's not a Tzibur, but it's not a Yochid, so when an Ir needs to be judged, like, for example, in the case of Ir HaNidachas, how many Dayonim do you need on the Beis Din? You have to have 71. Why do you have to have 71? Surely a Yochid only needs 23. The answer is, an Ir is not a Yochid. Therefore, it can't be judged by 23, it's got to have 71. So if an Ir is Tomei, what's the halacha with regard to Korban Pesach? So have a look at Tosfos now. Second Tosfos on the Yom. Ish ve'isha atomoitzi l'sharecha. Hocha, says Tosfos, I see in our sugya, loy choshiv Ir ish. A city is not considered an individual. It's true. A city is not considered a tire tzibur. Not considered an entire tzibur. But it's definitely not considered an ish. I don't look at a town as a collection of individuals. Let's, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, not make a mistake. If 10 people all turn up at Beis Din one morning and they're all being accused of the identical Aveira, they're all considered, for argument's sake, to be Oivel Aveda Zara, in the same place at the same time. How many Dayonim would you need for that? We all understand, obviously, 23, not 71. Why? Because the fact that there's 10 of them just means that there's 10 individuals. It's a collection of individuals. That's not a tzibur, it's not an ir. When an entire city are up for trial, an ir hanidachas, oh, I don't look at an ir as a collection of individuals. An ir is an altogether different entity. And therefore, albeit that a yochid has a trial with 23 dayanim, but an ir with 71. So a yochid, an ish, is not considered an ir. Says Taisus v'afal gav. Even though the perek elu dvarim, there's a perek in Psachim called elu dvarim, which says gav pesach betuma, with regard to pesach being betuma, and it says omar ish nidche. An individual who's Tomei will be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But ve'ein tzibur nidchim. You cannot push off an entire tzibur to Pesach Sheni. This is the principle that we said before, tumah hutra b'tzibur. And then it says, va'afilu kol ha'ir tmeo. And even if the entire city are Tomei, nidchim le'Pesach Sheni, they will jolly well be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Why? Ad de Iker Roiv Yisrael? Question mark. Until such point that I have Roiv 51% of Klal Yisrael. But as long as it's a town, how am I considering what is the status of a town? It's like a bunch of Yechidim. So Tosis is asking, Lechera, we have a contradiction. In our Gemara, we're considering an ear not to be a collection of individuals. Therefore, 23 Dayonim versus 71. And yet, with regard to Tumah on Pesach, we consider an ear, yes, as a collection of individuals. And even if you have a million people in the ear, they will all be pushed off to Pesach Sheni as long as I don't have Roiv of Klal Yisrael. So we have a contradiction. Is an ear considered an altogether different status and entity, or is it simply a bunch of individuals? In our Gemara, it's clearly suggested that it's not considered a bunch of individuals, and in Pesach, it is. Stira. Rav Larry.
To me, it sounds like it's two different cases. Tuma is not an Aveira. It's just whether you can do the carbon or not. This is a situation where they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. You have to, you need a Beis Din, you need to decide whether they're going to be punished, whether they're going to be killed. It's a totally different case.
But why is that a differentiation between whether
because if I'm going to say, we know the halacha,
or as a rabbi,
because we know the halacha when it comes to Tumah, very simple. If Klal Yisrael is Tumah, Baba, Heter, the Korban Pesach. Okay, I got it. But that's not a Beis Din coming along and coming and saying, you know, are they chayiv? Are they not chayiv? Are their life something like that? It's right.
This question is not whether Bezdin or not Bezdin. Am I considering at first, let's give a halachic entity a status to an ear. And then we will discuss all the relevant nafkaminas with regard to Tumah, with regard to Bezdin. Have a look at Tosis.
Yeah, I think it depends. I'm just giving it again. Who am I? I'm just giving it a thought. To me, it depends on the chiluk on what you're judging it for. It's a totally. There are times you look at it as a.
We're always told in Shiva, it's not enough. It's not enough to say a chiluk. You have to explain why your chiluk is mechalik. If two people come to the rabbi and one asks him a shaila, and the rabbi says chayev, and then the next day on Monday morning, somebody else comes and asks the identical shaila, and the rabbi says potter. Oh, contradiction. What are we going to say? No, I have a clear chiluk. One was Sunday, one was Monday.
Yes, the chiluk here is one is an Avera and one is an Indian of Tumah.
But it's not a chiluk. One is an Avera and one is Tumah. So, but my question is an ear a yochid or is it a tzibu? Why should we make a difference?
The chiluk is, it depends if they're over Avodah Zarah or if we're judging for Misa or if we're judging for.
I'm not denying it's a very valid chiluk. Why is that necessarily a machalik? So we'll see. Let's see Tosfos. Tosfos gives a teretz. Says Tosfos, Shani Hocha. Over here is different with regard to Avodah Zarah and Averus. Mishum de motzino shechilek hakosov bein yechidim lemerubim. You clearly see that the Torah has spelled out a difference between individuals and non-individuals. Merubim, when there are several people, k'moy bein ir hanidachas liyochid. Now, the explanation may well be, like Rav Larry saying, could be. The Torah over here, with regard to the case of ir hanidachas, has clearly told me that I treat the ir differently to the way I treat a yochid. So what's the end of Tosis' sentence, really? As opposed to Pesach, where, and maybe Larry, this is what you're saying, there it's halacha in the tzibul. Tuma butra betzibul. Or tuma d'chui betzibul. So it's not a question of are you a yochid or not a yochid, it's a question of are you a tzibul? And obviously the tzibul is that you have roiv, like b'chol ha'terah kula. But over here, the Torah has clearly spelled out that there is a precedent called Ir Hanidachas, not Sibur Hanidachas, Ir Hanidachas. So if it's not a contradiction, it's just two different halachics with two different sets of rules. Okay, we now go back into the Gemara. Loi Esanovi Sheker. The Mishnah said in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, if ever the Beis Din needs to try the Novi Sheker, a Novi Sheker is of course a false prophet, somebody who claims he was spoken to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it turns out to be erroneous, it's not true. So the Mishnah says there also a special halacha that he gets judged by 71. Says the Gemara, Mino Halimili, how do you know? How do you know that a Novi Sheker has this extra special status and that he has to be judged by a Beis Din or by a Sanhedrin of 71? Omar Rabbi Yossi Barab Chanina. Says Rabbi Yossi Barab Chanina, Asya, we learn it from Gzeira Shava, Hazoda. Hazoda mizokin mamre. Zokin mamre is also something that we've discussed early on in our perek. If you remember, a zokin mamre is where you have somebody who rebels openly against the Beis Din. The Beis Din paskan X, and he says, I disagree with the Beis Din, and I claim they made a mistake, and I claim Y. He's put to death, and he also needs a Beis Din of 71. We have a gzeira shava that compares a Novi Sheker to a Zokein Mamre. Says the Gemara, Ma lahalon, just like with regard to a Zokein Mamre b'shivim v'echod, afkan b'shivim v'echod. Now, what does that mean, hazoda, hazoda? In order for a Gzeira Shava to exist, obviously it has to be that there's a word which exists in both parishes. Have a look at Rashi. Rashi's on the fourth or fifth wide narrow line. Asya hazoda hazoda. Benovi sheker, with regard to the novi sheker, ksiv, achanovi asher yozid. What does yozid mean? Yozid mean lashon of mezid. That means hazoda. Ubezokein mamre also ksiv, a similar word. It says there, v'ho'ish asher yasher bezodoin. So you see that the word zodoin, which the Gemara called hazoda, exists both in the parasha of Novi Sheker and also in the case of Zokei Mamre. So therefore, we can compare the two. Ma zokein, just like the Zokei Mamre, einoi neherag, will not be killed, ela im kein himra al pi bezdin hagodl, only if he was disagreeing and tried by a Beis Din HaGodol at 71. Tiksev, as we learn from Apostle, the Kamto V'Oliso, you must rise up. What does that mean, rise up? Go up to where? To Yerushalayim and HaKodesh, to the Sanhedrin HaGodol. So too, by virtue of the Gzeira Shava, Af Novi Einoi Nidoin Ella Babes Din Agodal. So to the Novi Shaka, even though the Torah does not spell out that he's got to go to the Beis Din HaGadol, but if having Zerah Shava, Zodoin Zodoin, or Azoda Hazoda, so if the Zokei Mamre needs the Beis Din HaGadol, so does the Novi Sheker. There is a problem, however, with learning from Zerah Shava. Have a look back in the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, the whole, we're on the third narrow line, third last narrow line. The whole hazoda. This word hazoda, ki ksiva. Do you know where it's written? Biktala hu diksiva. It is written with regard to the death. We'll explain what this means in a second. The Ketala Be'esrin V'tlasahu. It's only with 23. What does that mean? We mentioned before that a Zokein Mamre needs 71 Dayanim. What exactly does that mean? Needs 71 for what? To carry out the death penalty? No. The Zokein Mamre, with regard to his death penalty, also only requires 23. So what does he need 71 for? So have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, ki ksiva. The ketala ksiva. Or the Rashi before that. Vaha hazoda the Zokein Mamre. This word hazoda, which you are using for the Gzeirat Shava, but with regard to the Zokin Mamre, Iksiva, do you know where it's written? It's only with regard to his death. The Ketala Didei Be'esrim V'Shloisha. The Zokin Mamre is also killed only with a Bezdin of 23, not 71. So why and when do you need 71 for a Zokin Mamre? Says Rashi, the tiksiv. When does it say the kamta v'olisa, quote unquote, from which we learn that he's going to go up to Yerushalayim, namely meaning a bezin of 71? That's not with regard to his death sentence. What is that? Behoira'ah. That's only with regard to assess his rebellion, not to assess whether he deserves the death penalty or not. What does that mean with regard to his rebellion? There's a whole process.
Hora is not warning, Hora is assessing?
Well, so yeah, from the word like Zokin Mamre, correct? Bayraksiv, what happens? Bayra means the psak. What does it mean, the psak? Like a moira hira. Which psak? What psak? So Rashi explains. Sheboin l'shoyaloi. They come to ask him, Ma Yoiru. Ma Yoiru. What did they paskin the Bezdin? The Choyzer Le'iroi. And then he returns back to his city. The Im Hoira Lasois Kibetchilo. And if he nonetheless continues to paskin what he did in the beginning, meaning Neged the Bezdin, then nidoin kashar hamumsin b'chof gimel. Then he is once again judged like all other people who are on death row with 21. The haloi toni b'masnisin, it does not say in our Mishnah v'loya zokin mamre without 71, meaning as follows. What is the process? What happens to a zokin mamre? The Beis Din HaGadol paskin a certain shaila, and they say that in this case, it's chayav. Reuven in Bet Shemesh is now publicly announcing that he holds its potter, which is an open rebellion in the Beis Din. He's got to be taken up to the 71 Dayan Beis Din in Yerushalayim For what purpose? Not for the death penalty. To tell him clearly, this is the psak of the Bezdin. We are hereby officially informing you now, the official psak of the Bezdin is that chayev. And then they release him. Now, if he goes back to his town and he continues to announce in public that what? I couldn't care less that the Bezdin of Godel have said it's chayev. I maintain it's potter. Now you move on to stage two, which is what? Now he's got to be taken to a Bezdin to assess his death penalty. That's 23. Our Mishnah is a Mishnah that only talks about carrying out the death penalty. So if that's the case, we've got ourselves stuck. The Mishnah said that a Novi Sheker needs 71. It did not say a Zaken Mamre needs 71. The reason being, because he does not need 71. He's put to death by a Bezdin of 23, not 71. So how can you now tell me, and this is what our big kasha, how can you tell me that the reason why a Novi Sheker needs 71 is because he's learned from a Zaken Mamre, because we have a Gzeira Shova. I'm very sorry to tell you, but that Gzeira Shova is not talking about when it says the word Zodoin in the context of Zaken Mamre, it's not talking about his death penalty. His death penalty, he's treated like a yochid. He only needs the Bezdin HaGadol with regard to the Hayra'ah. That the Bezdin HaGadol have to officially tell him this is the official classified viewpoint of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and then he's dispatched home. So therefore, you can't use the Gzeira Shava from Zaken Mamre to teach me that a Novi Sheker needs 71, when in fact the Zaken Mamre himself does not need 71 for his death penalty. So it's true there's a Gzeira Shava, but the Gzeira Shava doesn't help me at all. You're a Larry.
Maybe there's another chiluk here. Maybe you would think that Bi'Avimina, that the Navi with the Zaken Mamre is the same, so 23, but because the Navi is really someone that is appointed by Hashem, in order for you to metapeloto to completely bring him down, you have to have a major Bezdin.
Right. I agree, but that's not Gzeira Shava. That's the moral question. That's not Gzeira Shava. So you're saying a logic. You're saying a Svara.
Right.
But that's not Gzeira Shava. And the Gemara said it.
Okay, Nechanami. I'm just saying, by Svara, this guy was appointed by Hashem, Shmuel Anavi. He's going to have the highest Bezdin in the world before we...
Let's just finish off the Gemara, because I want to get to the two dots, and we have 4 minutes. Says the Gemara, if you're quoting the Gzeira Shava, then we're stuck. I'm very sorry to tell you that the Gzeira Shava does not teach me the Hazoda, Hazoda. Look carefully in the Psukim. Where is the word Zodoin written with regard to a Zaken Mamre, not with regard to his death penalty? Only with regard to the Hayra. Hello, Omar Ashlokis. Ashlokis says, you're right. I'm going for a different Gzeira Shava. Gomar Dovor, Dovor Mehamra Osoi. There's a different Gzeira Shava that also compares Novi Sheker to Zaken Mamre, but guess what? This Gzeira Shava is much better because this Gzeira Shava is using words which are written where? In the Hamra'a, meaning with the rebellion, the Hayra'a, and there really is 73, 71. Look at Rashi quickly. Dovar, Dovar, mi Hamra'a, say, the Navi, biktali, with regard to putting the Navi to death, ksiv, asher yozid ledaber, Dovar, ubahamra'a sazokim, and with regard to the rebellion of the Zoke, not the death penalty, ksiv also, va'asisa alpi, Hadover. So now I really can copy and paste. The Torah is telling me, compare the death penalty of the Novi Sheker to what? Not to the death penalty of the Zaken Mamre, to the rebellion of the Zaken Mamre. And if the rebellion of the Zaken Mamre was to a Bezdin of 71, so to the death penalty of the Novi Sheker with regard also needs 71.
How could you make that Gzeira Shava? It should be death penalty to death penalty. Why? How can you just go ahead and make a death?
Gzeira Shava is just comparing the Bezdin. Each case is treated in its merit. A bezdin for this, a bezdin for that. Doesn't matter what the bezdin is needed for. But what size of bezdin, if the Gemara is comparing the rebellion of the Zakein Mamre to the death penalty of the Novi Sheker, then there must be something in common. And what is that? The size of the bezdin required in each case. It's true, it's required for two different things. In one case, it's required for a death penalty. In one case, it's required for a rebellion.
And on the Zakein Mamre,
the Gemara, let's just finish off, says the Gemara. So why can't we now learn out Velahadir Zakein Mamre Veligmar Hazoda Hazoda Minovi Sheken? So why can't indeed Zakein Mamre now learn back from the Novi Sheker that maybe you do need 71 with the other Gzeira Shav we mentioned before, Hazoda Hazoda? Says the Gemara, no, you're right, we're backtracking. Dovor Dovor Gomir Hazoda Hazoda Loi Gomir. We've said in previous cases, you cannot just make up a Gzeira Shava. If you have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe that a Gzeira Shava exists, all fine and well. Says the Gemara, to be perfectly honest, it must be that Dovor Dovor is in fact a Gzeira Shava that would be Makabal Mesoiris, but Hazoda Hazoda is not, albeit it's the same words, sounds very plausible, but it's not a Gzeira Shava that would be Makabal. And therefore, the traffic is only going in one direction. And what is that? Zakein Mamre teaches Novi Sheker. If Zakein Mamre requires 71 for the rebellion, then Novi Sheker requires 71 for the death sentence. But the traffic does not now go back in the other direction and say, well, so now let Novi Sheker teach Zakein Mamre. The Zakein Mamre also needs 71 for the death sentence. No, that second Gzeira Shava does not exist. And therefore, albeit you need 71 for the rebellion, but it's only 23 for the death sentence in the case of Zakein Mamre.
There would be a Havamina to believe, forget the Gzeira Shava, that the death sentence for the Mamre should be